Suspected accomplice of Palm Springs bomber dies after being found unresponsive. A Washington state man charged with supplying explosive chemicals to the bomber of a Southern California fertility clinic in May was found unresponsive in federal custody on June 24th and taken to a hospital, where he was pronounced dead, according to the Department of Justice. Daniel Park, 32, was arrested at New York City's John F. Kennedy Airport on June 13th after being extradited from Poland. He allegedly fled the United States 4 days after the May 17th bombing in Palm Springs, California, according to officials. Park was charged with malicious destruction of property and was awaiting trial at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Los Angeles. Employees at the center started life-saving measures on Park when they found him unresponsive at about 7:30 a.m. Tuesday. Emergency medical services were requested, the DOJ reported. Mr. Park was transported to a local hospital and subsequently pronounced deceased by hospital personnel, the DOJ announced in a press release. Officials did not release details about what led to Park's condition Tuesday morning. Investigators say Park worked with the suspected bomber, Guy Edward Barkus, 25, of 29 Palms, who died in the explosion, by providing chemicals and helping to test bomb-making materials in California months before the attack. According to officials, Park and Barkus met in online forums for antinatalists, people who oppose human procreation. Their ideology apparently led them to target the American Reproductive Center's fertility clinic, which helps women become pregnant. Officials allege the bombing was an act of domestic terrorism and may be the largest such attack ever in Southern California. FBI officials said they were fairly confident that the alleged bomber was Barkus, who was found dead near a vehicle that contained the bomb. The subject has nihilistic ideations, and this was a targeted attack, said Akil Davis, assistant director of the FBI's Los Angeles field office, during a May 18th press conference. We believe he was attempting to live stream it, and yes, that is also part of our investigation. Davis reported the vehicle used in the bombing was a silver 2010 Ford Fusion, a sedan. The investigation revealed that Park had purchased and shipped a total of 270 pounds of ammonium nitrate to Barkus between October 2022 and May 2025. Just days before the explosion, Park bought an additional 90 pounds of the chemical, according to a federal complaint cited by the DOJ. The bombing injured 4 other people, but all embryos at the facility were saved, according to officials.